Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Scapey Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and of course my cat Scape is going to tell us a scary story. The idea behind the show usually is that I will read a story to Scape, and then Scape will tell it to someone else. But when I first approached Scape with this idea, he at first said, well, he didn't need me to read him stories, that he knew scary stories.
Well, yeah, Dad, I do. I know a lot of scary stories, so you didn't have to read them.
Yeah, but I wanted it to be specific. Anyway, well, you'll see kind of one of the reasons why I didn't trust him to just know scary stories. Because one of the examples that he used of scary stories that he knew is this one, which is A Christmas Carol.
That is a scary story.
Well, I don't think it's traditionally thought of as a scary story, but since it is Christmas, I figured I'd give you a chance to try it out and tell it.
Dad, it's got ghosts in it. So it's scary. It's very scary, especially when I tell it. So.
No, and that's fine. And that's fine. We're gonna get to it. But of course, now you've never actually read this story. I mean, you don't, read. So you've never read the story. You just know it through knowing things.
Yeah, I just kind of picked it up. I don't really know where I heard it, but generally I just heard it, okay?
Okay. And since I did not read the story to Scape, Scape is going to tell this story to me. It's a very tender father and son cat Christmas moment. Please, Scape, begin.
Thank you. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and there was like a guy named Scrooge, and Scrooge was like rich, so he had lots of money, and he could do pretty much whatever he wants, right? And because he was rich and could do whatever he wants, he was not so nice of a guy, okay? So he would be like at work, and he'd be like, "Hey, Bob Cratchit, you're like too hot, so no fire, you get to be cold." Save me money. And people were like, "It's Christmas, don't take us out of our houses." And he was like, "Too bad." And his friends were like, "Hey, come to a party." And he was like, "No, shut up." So basically everybody hates him, except that guy, Bob Cratchit. He's kind of like a real super nice guy. So he's like, "Okay, Mr. Scrooge, I still like you, even though you're a jerk. But I still like you." And Scrooge is just like, whatever. And so the night before Christmas, like I said, he goes home to his house and he like gets in bed and he starts hearing like noises. Creepy noises, okay? Noises are like, ka-chomp, ka-chomp, digga-digga-digga, ka-chomp, digga-digga. And then he's like, freak out a little bit because I don't know why this noise is happening. He's like, okay. And so, all of a sudden, boom, burst into the room, like a dead guy, okay? It's like a zombie, okay? A zombie, okay? And he's got, like, chains on him, and he's like, rotting, and his like flesh is falling off of his body, and it's gross. And he's like, "Gross."
Wait, hold on, a zombie? I don't remember there being zombies in this.
Well, it's dead. It's a dead guy, so it's a zombie. He's walking dead zombie. Okay,
but he's not gonna eat his brains or anything.
Who says zombies have to eat brains? It's not a rule. This guy just is like creepy. Anyway, look, he's flesh falling off his mouth. "Scrooge," he says. And Scrooge is like, "What? Me? No. What? Why? No. What do you want?"
No, hold on. I thought, but again, what you're saying, why is he a, isn't he a ghost? Isn't it?
Dad, you're ruining my story. It's getting scary and you're getting in the way. It's not a ghost, okay? It's a zombie. I will tell you why in a minute, because it's getting there, okay? It's a zombie.
Okay, zombie.
So Scrooge is like, "Wait, wait, 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 wait." And this guy's like, "Yes, I'll come for you." And he's like, "What? Why? I don't know. Why?" And the guy's like, "Because you're a jerk, and I don't like jerks." And he's like, "Wait, you look kind of familiar, zombie. Are you somebody I know?" And he's like, "Yes, I was your friend or something, and I was a jerk, and now you're a jerk, so I'm gonna send free ghosts for you." And the guy's like, Scrooge is like, what? And by the way, that's how you know this guy's not a ghost, because he says he's gonna have free ghosts. He's not one of them.
Okay, I gotcha.
Anyway, so he's like, "Okay, so free scary ghosts. And this is a scary story because they're ghosts, okay? So..." And Scrooge is like, oh no. "When are they coming?" And he's like, "During the night, so just wait up, okay?" And Scrooge is like, okay. And so, in a minute, then the first ghost comes. And the first ghost is so spooky. He's like a big fat guy who's gonna like sit on Scrooge. And the second, and Scrooge is like, "Oh no, don't sit on me, don't sit on me." And the guy's like, "Oh, I might." it's I'm a ghost. So here's my name is Ghost of Christmas Past. And that means I haunt the past. Mysterious. And so Scrooge's like, oh no, the past. Okay, what about it? And he's like, well, let me show you. Remember when you were younger and you were like a kid and you were like right Christmas or something? And Scrooge is like, oh. Yeah, I remember. That was cool. Why are you showing me this? I thought you were scary. And he's like, I am scary. And he's like, remember you had a girlfriend? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, remember you had, like, a good time sometimes? And the guy's like, yeah, I do remember all that. Thank you for cheerful ghost. You're not scary ghost. And he's like, I am scary ghost because you don't have any friends now. And everybody thinks you're a jerk. You'll see. Spoiler. And Scrooge is like, what? That's kind of mean of you. And the ghost's like, well, too bad, bye. And he leaves, but he was scary. Then next comes another ghost. Another ghost comes in right after, and another ghost is like, some other thing, but scary looking. Maybe, maybe goblin ghost, maybe. So the goblin ghost...
Is it a goblin ghost? You're saying maybe.
Well, yeah, for this, okay, it is. It's a goblin ghost, okay? And it's like, it's got fangs and pointy ears, and it's like a green ghost. It's scary. Is the point. And Scrooge sees it and is like, oh my god, you're scary. And he's like, I know, I'm very scared. I'm the ghost of Christmas presents that will haunt you because they're surprises. And Scrooge is like, oh no.
No, I don't think it's Christmas presents. I think it's Christmas present, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Like, it's not like gifts that...
It is, it's gifts. It's a ghost of presents, ghost presents.
Okay.
That is, because listen what he tells him. He says, Rook, I will show you what everybody gets for Christmas. At Bob Cratchit's house, they get nothing because they have no monies. Because you're a jerk, by the way. That's kind of scary. And Scrooge is like, okay, wow, that is. And then he's like, look, your friends and your family, guess what they get? Good stuff, and they're happy, but guess who they didn't get to give any presents to is you because you weren't there, so meh. And Scrooge is like, wow, that sort of sucks. And he's like, yeah. Well, that's scary. I'm a goblin, by the way. A goblin ghost, actually. And, so that's fine. And so that ghost was like, I'm done now. And Scrooge was like, well, I'll tell you, that was kind of convincing, because you guys are scary, and, you know, I used to have a nice time and be nice, and then I stopped being nice, and now I got no friends. So, yeah, I guess I would be nice, because you guys really scared me, ghost-like, and, yeah.
You're really selling the scary thing.
It's a scary story, because, Dad, if you saw one ghost, that would be scary. This guy has already seen two ghosts and a zombie, alright? And he's scared. And the ghost is like, it's gotta be three ghosts, because we said, so you gotta watch out, there's one more ghost, and he's like, scarier than me. And I'm a goblin ghost, so... And Scrooge is like, oh god, I don't want to see it. And he's like, well, too bad. So then the goblin ghost leaves, and the final ghost comes in. And the final ghost, he is like a skeleton, okay, in a coat, which is like super scary, I promise. And Scrooge is like, oh god, skeleton in a coat, that is the scariest thing.
Why is a skeleton in a coat the scariest thing, Scape? I mean, I know the answer, actually, but I don't know if you know the answer.
Dad, it doesn't... Fear is our irrational, okay? It doesn't need explanation. Maybe it taps into, like, our base fear of skeletons showing themselves or somebody being secret skeleton under their coats.
No, I don't think that's what it is, Gabe. It's because the skeleton, and it's not just a coat. It's a hood and a cloak, and it looks like the image of death.
Well, whatever. But, all right, fine. Then this guy looked like the image of death. But he was a skeleton in a coat, and Scrooge was like, you're super duper scary. You don't even need to say anything. I'm already convinced. And the guy's like, well, too bad. I'm scary anyway. And I will show you the future. Guess what happens in the future, Scrooge? Guess what happens in the future? And Scrooge is like, I don't know, but you don't have to tell me. And he's like, you do. I do have to tell you. Here's what happens. You're gonna die, my friend. You are gonna die. And guess what? You're a jerk, so nobody cares that you die. That's what happens in the future. And Scrooge is like, no! I don't want to die! Tell me I don't have to die! And the ghost is like, well, I can't tell you that, so you better think about it. And Scrooge says, well, there's got to be something I could do. Tell me there's something I could do. And the ghost is like, tell you what, I'm not going to answer your question, but I'm going to throw you in a coffin and bury you alive. And Scrooge is like, don't do that. That's your worst thing. And he's like, well, too bad. Throws him in a coffin, buries him alive. Okay. And Scrooge is like, this is terrible. This is terrible.
Wait, the ghost buries him alive? Why does the ghost bury him alive?
Dad, it doesn't matter. But he's like, okay, bury him, help me, help me. And he's like thrashing around, scared.
So this guy can move, unlike last time the guy couldn't move when he was buried alive.
That was a different story. This is Scrooge. Scrooge is like, and he, all of a sudden, he wakes up and he realizes that it's not actually, he's not in a coffin. It's Christmas morning. He was maybe dreaming, but maybe it was just a real free ghost and a zombie. And so he's like, oh my God. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Number one, not be such a jerk. Number two, give people Christmas presents because that's cool. Okay. And number three, like, remember to be good all the time and happy. And so he jumps out of bed and he, like, gets a bunch of money and he buys lots of presents and he gives presents to, like, everybody. And he goes to Bob Cratchit's house and he's like, here's some money. Here's some chicken, moist food. Here's some happy things. Here's some stuff for your kids. Here's some, like, other things. And your kid that was sick, did I not mention that kid? Well, too bad. Kid that is sick. Tiny Tim, I think. You get to go to a doctor because you didn't get to. But now you do. Because I have lots of money and I will give it to you. And everybody's like, oh my goodness, what happened? And he's like, nothing. I just don't want ghosts to kill me. So, Christmas time now. And then Scrooge was like, he sneezed. And then Tiny Tim was like, God bless you, everyone. The end.
Okay. Scape, I love you. You're a great cat. I have an English degree and you're wrong about everything. But that was a very nice story. And oh gosh, was it scary. It scared Scrooge into being a nice guy. So maybe it would scare our listeners into also being nice people.
It will scare them.
There's obviously now we know that there's a scary moral because it has moral right in it. Tell us what the scary moral is, Scape.
Yes. The scary moral is watch out for free ghosts and zombies on Christmas Eve, because they would get you and scare you.
What? No, Scape. You are such a... No! The moral is clearly keep the Christmas spirit inside of you. Don't be a jerk. Be nice to people, and they will be nice to you, and your life will be richer and fuller.
Dad, this is a story about ghosts and zombies.
No, it's not. It's a story about learning what the true meaning of Christmas is. It's not a story about three ghosts and a zombie. It's about Scrooge, and he encounters three ghosts and apparently, in your version, a zombie who doesn't eat brains and talks.
Zombies can... No, Dad. Okay. Those are three ghosts who haunt Christmas. One of them haunts the past, one of them haunts the future, and one of us haunts your presents. And those are scary ghosts. You have to be careful or they will get you. They will bury you alive.
He didn't get buried alive. If anything, they like put him in the coffin and like it was a trick to scare him.
Well, that makes it scary. So that's the scary moral.
Scape, you're right. You're absolutely right. I was just testing you. That's the moral. God bless you, everyone, when you sneeze. And be careful of three ghosts and a zombie on Christmas Eve. They could bury you alive. Everybody, keep that spirit alive in your heart this Christmas.
You better, because otherwise, buried alive. Ha ha ha.
We'll be back with another Scapey story. This one, next one, will be one that I actually read to him. But we'll be back maybe, not next week, but maybe 2 weeks from now.
Yes! At that point, we'll be back with a scary story that will make you cry and weep for your mommy. See you then.